entertaining talk radio broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Proud part of the Hear Us Talk network of podcasts. And when I say network, I mean Best in Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, Truth Time Theater, and of course the DJ New Style Show. With me, my name is Ken. And also, some other guy, your friend, you might know him, my friend, unfortunately I know him, ladies and gentlemen, Steve. Steve, how you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm doing awesome. I'm pumped. I'm great. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling stylish.
What do you mean you're feeling stylish?
I got new clothes yesterday. Some new clothes.
When you go back to school shopping?
Massimo
jeans?
Yes, I got some Massimos, some OP t-shirts. No, I got...
Why are you holding out on the Stussy? Why aren't you buying the Stussies?
I never got into Stussy.
Yeah, Stussy sucks. So what, you're going back in September-ish, late August. That's back to school shopping, my friend.
Yeah, and that's the point because all the summer stuff goes on sale.
Okay.
So I got some cheap shit. Well, cheap.
Okay, you opened with, I'm feeling stylish, and then 35 seconds later, I don't know, I just dropped some coin on some cheap shit. I'm just going to throw it all over my fucking body. See if it works.
I actually got a t-shirt that I wanted to get for a long time, a Decepticon t-shirt. I've actually had one when I was a little kid. I had one with the Megatron.
So you had one when you should have had one, and you have one now that you definitely should not have had.
But I wanted one with the... Well, who cares? I have one with the actual Decepticon logo.
When you put it on, do you make noises like...
Yeah.
You do. When you were a kid, you did that because that's the noise they made in the cartoons. But now you do it because you're a smoker and you're in your mid 30s.
That's right.
Every fucking creak, every little noise, overemphasized by some fucking groan, a popping joint, some fucking I have a new mark on my skin. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Just, burn it off.
Just falling the fuck apart. But yeah, you have your Decepticons t-shirt. That's really good.
I'm happy about it.
You're representing. Mm-hmm. Is that like a contrarian move because they were the villains? Is that like someone having a Cobra shirt?
You know what? I'm usually a fan of villain. Well, you know what? I like Serpentor and Cobra Commander. But I like specific characters. Like, I didn't like Cobra as a whole.
Yeah.
But I always felt like, you know... I always felt bad because I've always thought it'd be awesome if they won because it would be different. Every goddamn episode, the good guys win when you have like Thundercats and fucking Voltron and Transformers, G.I. Joe. The bad guys never win. And if they do, to be continued. That's what happens.
Yeah, I never got too into G.I. Joe because they had like conventional weaponry kind of and vehicles. But they shot fucking lasers.
Lasers, right.
I never understood why they would need a tread tank that was used in World War II that was outfitted with fucking lasers from the year 3000.
They were all retrofitted, maybe? I don't know.
But, like, the enemy had the same shit, though. Like, nobody decided to advance the things they're attaching their fucking guns to.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't
Although,
know.
Although, wait, didn't... And this is, you know, we're turning into the fucking, the man children that we are. These fucking lame people. Didn't Destro have like a fucking jet ski that was like a hovercraft? I don't know.
I don't know.
I think I remember him escaping once on something that looked like a fucking wave runner.
The hovercraft guys were the Zartan, you know, the guy that could change his face and how he looked.
Oh yeah, the shittiest toy that was filled with the most poisonous chemical ever.
You could change his face around.
Yeah, you fucking hold your thumb on his face and it turns fucking blue.
Yeah,
because it's a transparent doll filled with I don't know, like Einsteinium polymer. I don't know, whatever, some fucking dumb chemical they probably put in Slurpees until 1984.
But yeah, I always cheer for the bad. I felt bad for the bad guys. You never feel bad for the good guys because they always win. So I ended up liking bad guys.
Why do you feel bad for them though? I mean, they are trying to do awful things. This is why I come back to me accusing you of being a contrarian. I think you just want to be different, and I think you want to just get under the skin. You want to go against the grain. I don't want to.
It's just in my nature to.
I don't consciously say,
oh, fuck what everybody likes. I'm doing the opposite.
Yeah,
I'm a Yankees fan. What the fuck?
That's what I was going to say. The only thing about you that is not fucking against the grain or rooting for the bad guys is the fucking Yankees.
Yeah, well, I liked them since I was little. I liked the Mets, too, when I was little. I liked both teams. And then everyone's like, you can't like both teams. I'm like, why the fuck not? I'm like, dude, they're both from New York. Why can't you like both teams?
I don't know. I guess you had to pick
a side. Why can't you like the Jets and the Giants?
Because that's insane. That's insanity. What happened? What are you going to do if they ever... This was always the thing. The follow-up was, well, what are you going to do if they end up in the Super Bowl or the World Series? which did happen for the Mets and Yankees, but it will never happen for the Jets and Giants.
Yeah, I mean, I would cheer for the Mets in the National League, hope they get to the World Series and lose to the Yankees in four. Hmm. Oh.
Well, the Mets did have that one win. Didn't they? Didn't they win a game? I seem to remember...
They got swept.
No, they didn't get swept. They won one game because I remember being excited and then getting fucking shot at with a paintball gun and having someone throw a full 20-ounce Coke or Pepsi at my fucking face. I walked out of a dorm room where we watched it. I was in school. Walked out of a friend's dorm. We watched the game on like some fucking big projector filled with people. It was all Yankees fans
and a
couple scattered Mets fans in there. And this is like the Benny Agbayani years. And it was like the fucking, like they were good, but it was kind of like, they're good. But I mean, they had a fucking guy named Benny Agbayani.
They also had a guy named Turk Wendell.
Yeah. Oh, that fucking asshole with his shark tooth necklace. Shut the fuck up.
Jay Payton.
Oh, yeah, Jay Payton. Jesus Christ. Yeah, and Jose Canseco was a DH for the Yankees. And so it was fucking David Justice. It was like every good player from the late 80s was on that fucking Yankees team.
They made the hero team.
Steinbrenner was like, you know what? Let's just get every fucking starting lineup doll from 1989 on this fucking 2000 Yankees team.
He walked into a sports memorabilia store. It's all the guys that were great, and he's like, all right, this is our new lineup.
All right, is Chris Sabo still playing? Okay, no. Forget him then. Fuck him and his stupid Star Trek glasses.
Chris Sabo, man, that was funny, man.
Is your eyesight that fucking important? Can you get contacts? They had good contacts when he was playing. They had to have.
I saw a guy pitching today for Toronto that had
fucking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar at fucking shortstop. Stupid glasses. Well, I don't know.
Maybe their eyesight is that bad. How are they playing baseball if it's that bad?
Yeah, I don't know. And the other thing,
you can see the ball when you're hitting.
I never understood the fucking the over the top protective material. Like Chris Sabo with his glasses and John Olerud with that fucking helmet even when he's fielding.
No, you know why he did that though.
Right? Yeah, well fuck you, because Jim Abbott had a fucking goddamn eagle claw for a fucking arm. Okay? and all he had to protect himself from a fucking line drive was his reflexes and a nub.
And that dude threw a fucking no-hitter.
Exactly. So fuck you, Olerud. I know you had a brain aneurysm. Get over yourself. Okay, maybe that's a little harsh.
I didn't.
Well, he was on the 2000 Mets, too, now that I think about it.
I think he was on the Yankees for a while, too, if I remember correctly.
That guy just looked like a potato farmer. I couldn't get behind him.
I couldn't get behind anybody that used to play on Toronto. Except for Joe Carter.
And David Cohn. Didn't David Cohn play for
the
fucking
Blue Jays?
We
had like a year up
there. Yeah, I bet you got behind him when he fucking threw a no-hitter for the Yankees. Didn't you, Steve?
I didn't care who he was until he was on the Yankees.
David Cohn.
I didn't like him when he was on the Mets.
Oh, so, I wonder what every Mets fan from 1992 did with their stupid fucking cone head that they wore to the games.
Oh, that's right.
How fucking embarrassing. Wearing a fucking cone head.
That's terrible.
I think if you... I hate sport costumes that the fans wear. The cheese head thing is... That's excusable because you're not going to be one of three people wearing it. But yeah, David Cohn thing, there would always be like two dudes wearing this fucking thing, hoping Tim McCarver and Ralph Kiner would fucking point out and just dotter on about their stupid fucking head.
Yeah, well, that's what you get for being a Mets fan.
Speaking of being man children, I just spent the last hour and a half preparing for competition, Steve. Tomorrow will mark the final day of my company's Olympics, and I'm training.
Uh-oh. That's right. You were mentioning that.
I'm training, and the event that I'm most excited about is the Mario Kart race. And I, to be fair, I'm the only one, I think, on my team that owns it, and I boasted this fact. But then I realized I haven't played the fucking game in like 6 years.
Did they say which version it is?
The Wii. The Wii.
Oh, it is the Wii version. All right.
Yeah. But you know what? I don't think they have the fucking steering wheels. So I'm thinking of bringing my own fucking wheel in and having everybody bellyache about it.
Oh, cause some controversy.
It's not in the rules. Here's how fucking crazy they are about this shit. They publish rules for each event. They have a rule book for this shit. I didn't see anywhere that said I couldn't bring my own fucking wheel in. And here's the thing. I'll come in with my
own... You're going to be using PEDs, performance-enhancing devices.
It would be. Except for the fact that I'm going to be the guy that comes in and like brought my own wheel in. Do something about it. Not in the rules. People will be like, oh my God, he brought his own wheel in. And then I finish fucking last. Every single time.
That would be great.
Because I've never played it in manual mode. And I don't know how to turn now. I don't know how to do the fucking mini boost. I'm just absolute dog shit in the 150cc manual mode races. I can't do it. And I've been trying and trying and just fucking sweating and smelling and just that fucking popcorn and stale bread crust, sweaty odor coming from my fucking feet. I don't know what's going on with me, Steve. I really don't. I never stunk like this. I really fuck. Like honestly, I'm firmly in my 30s now. 33 years old. I've taken root in my 30s.
So you're starting to decompose.
That's what it is. I'm decomposing. My progress bar is probably past that point where it's like you're not going to smell fresh on your own. Oh God, that's how it happens. I guess right. You decompose. At a faster and faster rate, shit just drops off of you like fucking Beetlejuice. That fucking movie, an ear falls off, the gums chatter away. Just a fucking nightmare. And then eventually you become smanted, which is the word that I've coined because I don't know how to describe someone who can't fucking smell. You become smanted and you can't smell anything and you don't know that you smell bad. Which is a bad place to be.
See, I don't know if it's that you can't smell anything. I think you get so used to your own odor, even as it's really extreme. I mean, think about bums. They don't worry about how bad they smell. And they smell awful.
I guess, man, but I don't know. I happen to think that old people just can't smell anymore. they just burn out.
I know old ladies can't because they wear that freaking perfume.
That liquefied... That liquefied Raid they spray on themselves.
Yeah, it's like from three blocks away. City blocks. Long blocks. You can smell that shit.
Yeah, yeah. Blue hair and termite poison odor. Fucking terrible. Ugh.
Eau d'oregano.
I remember in freshman year high school, this one... I was not really well known at the school freshman year. I wasn't a popular kid because I had come from a different school. All the kids in my class They were, well, all the kids from my town, there was 40 kids in the school, and we had no high school in my town, so we went to another school, and we merged in with like 300 other kids, and they all knew each other since kindergarten. And then, you know, there's the occasional stray new kid, but largely we're just this fucking cluster of unknowns. So no one really knew me, and I saw these kids in my art class, like, fucking around. And they were like, they had a bottle of something that they were spraying. They were spraying it on themselves, and they said, I look at them, I go, what's going on? They go, it's fucking Dracar. I go, oh. He goes, here. And he sprays it on me. And then I realize it's old lady perfume. He lifted it out of the art teacher's fucking psychotic art teacher's goddamn desk drawer, and it smelled like that old lady termite poison. And I realized he was only going through the motions of spraying himself with it. Like, he was doing the enthusiastic and he maced me with this shit, and that didn't go away. I was walking around with my fucking green winter coat on the entire day. And I had to throw that coat out. I had to fucking throw a brand new coat out. That was back to school shopping, that fucking coat. My mom asked me for like 2 months, where's that green barn jacket I got you? Where's the barn jacket? I don't even know what a fucking barn jacket is.
Why?
But she called it a barn jacket. It was green, made out of like burlap, had a fucking a fake leather collar. It was the most hideous thing anyway. The kid actually did me a favor for making me smell like a...
I was about to say, he probably helped you out.
Making me smell like a fucking Latin American cat house. Just fucking terrible.
See, my art teacher, she wore no perfume. Her perfume was coffee and cigarettes. So every time she got close to you and you were like doing something, you're like, oh my God, this lady smells like coffee and cigarettes.
Yeah, she was nuts, man. She, like... I don't know if everybody's high school has these things, but it's like almost like some classrooms had like a trophy case that you could access from in the classroom, and you can like hang up stuff.
Yes, that was okay. My elementary school. Every class had that.
Well, our high school, like the art classes, were in those rooms that had like the glass case that you could access from behind the teacher's desk, and she would like go all out. She was a talented artist, obviously. I mean, she taught art, but she was just a fucking loopy nutcase. And she went in this thing, and she's crawling around in there, like, hanging up all shit that she created. And that kid who fucking sprayed me down fucking shut it and locked her in there. Fucking locked her in there for the whole class. And it wasn't until, like, the middle of the period, so, like, one of the fucking faculty was walking down the hallway, saw her in there just pounding on any surface that would make a fucking sound that someone would hear. Like, she started knocking on the door facing the class, and then she realized that nobody gave a fuck in there. Because, I mean, to be honest, it was fucking hilarious. Let me out! Let me out! And then somebody fucking burst it in the class when the class was over, fucking let her out, and she was loopy. She was gone for like 2 days after that. Anyway, we do have a caller here. And if you want to call the show when you're listening live, the number is 316-768-4472. Hold on, did I go too quick for you? That's 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with a guy named Steve. Who's this?
Oh, this is Clayton from Texas. How are you guys?
Clayton, how you doing, buddy? What's going on?
It's funny how, of course, your description of the story always reminds me of how, you know, there's so many things that go on in our life that we don't remember. It's always the little things that either kind of embarrassing, like, you remember your mother called it, like, a barn jacket. Like, why would you remember that? But it's in some ways embarrassing because it scarred you in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can remember distinctly in junior high, like, the last time that I got my ass handed to me in a fight, it's like the last time. And it was one of those things where I like, you're talking shit and weren't even noticing. This guy comes and lays it, and he laid me the fuck out. And what was embarrassing was my parents were coming. Like, imagine if you were, like, a tennis court. You know how they have, like, multiple tennis courts? Like, most goddamn schools have. And they're on one end of it walking toward you, and I'm on the other way, and I just got my fucking ass handed. And my parents have never come to pick me up anywhere together. Like, never. Oh. And that one time they're coming to get me, and I could not get out of there fucking fast enough. Like, you know, like at 13, you never kind of 14, you never really want to be seen with your parents. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was the first time, oh, my parents, I'm running away from the crowd to my parents. Hey, what's going on?
Well, you know, I got to go. My parents are here. Got to go.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, guys. We'll continue later.
Oh, hey, which one, son? Which one we did next? Don't worry about it. I was, God, man, it was a lot. I was just bleeding internally.
That's awesome.
Get the fuck out of here.
By the way, my mom's not completely full of shit. If you Google image search green barn jacket, the third one I'm seeing is pretty much spot on what that fucking shitty jacket looked like. Just a hunter green fake leather collar piece of shit. It looks like the type of jacket you would before throwing out, you'd use it on a scarecrow.
Like a Carhartt jacket.
Yeah.
It sounds like the kind of jacket your dad go, I can paint with, you know, I can't throw it away, you know, paint or, you know, a fucked up jacket, you kind of do shit you wouldn't normally do in a jacket.
I don't have my my usual piece of metal that I put on the car when I change the oil. I'll just use this jacket. Fuck it.
Or come from a stock like I do where my dad or my grandfather would cut it into pieces. Yeah, I might need it for the gas cap or some shit.
Oh, like, God,
know.
Damn.
Gas cap.
Just oily rags. That's what it's reduced to. Some fucking fashion designer dreamt this bullshit up and had no idea that it would be the source of fucking terrible high school memories and also plug up containers of gasoline. Very good.
Or some kind of oil-free on residue on the bottom of a goddamn carport or garage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like I remember the kid who fucking maced me with that terrible old lady perfume was like a pretty bad kid, and I don't believe he graduated, which should be no surprise. But I remember him vividly and almost excitedly telling a story about how he caught his dad jerking off. When someone tells me a story, I try to relate to it, like just to see how like that must have felt. And I'm like, No, I don't think I could ever fucking I wouldn't want to fucking function. If I ever bumped into my dad beating off, this dude is like, yeah, he locked himself in the bathroom, listened against the door. Like, what are you listening for? What do you want to hear? The grunt he makes? Just absolutely hate it. This guy was a very terrible person. He's probably dead. I'm going to guess that he's dead.
I just found out. You know how, like, there's stories, like, kids would tell stories, like, dude, I was walking by this house, and this lady was thing or whatever, that kind of shit, you always hear that kind of stuff. My wife just ended up involved in that. Some of the boys come in to pick up, like, hey, what, your oldest son to come out and play with us? And apparently she was walking through the house to go get some clothes and was then naked in the house. And she hears the door tap on the window, and they're looking through the fucking window. She hears them run off. And then she goes to get clothes and comes back to the door, and they're like, oh, we knocked, but nobody was home. And, like, of course, he'll probably remember that the fucking life.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, like 8 years old, 7, 8 years old, you know?
Yeah. Man, those are the things. Those are the forged, burned-in memories that you never let go. And they'll come back.
Oh, no.
You'll mention something, and some little tickler will just fucking unearth this whole scene. Like, I haven't thought about this fucking idiot, and maybe since a year or two after this shit happened, and something just brought me right back to that fucking classroom.
Or better yet, or that sense of revenge when you, like, I see it not so much myself, because I don't look out for that, so the shit that, like my sister, the shit that she went through in high school, with just being a tall, white girl playing sports, and little Hispanic girls talking shit and stuff like that, and you catalog it. Go 10 years later, looking at them, who have kids that are your age, same age as yours, watch them, and they're just like horrible tubs of shit that never did a fucking thing. And, you know, I'm just looking at them like, and they don't know who I am, but I know exactly who the fuck they are.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, this is cosmic justice, you fucking cunt.
It is. Totally is.
Pushing your brood around in the fucking stroller. You know, anyway.
Yeah. Well, Clayton, again, Bug Zapper Radio, Wednesday nights, hear us talk. Is it going to be Wednesday night, or are you going to be doing on a float day?
No. Tomorrow night, we're going to take a trip down south into Mexico.
Nice.
Last week, and going to Mexico this week. So, I'll leave you alone. Thank you all.
All right. Thank you very much, Clayton.
Thanks, Clayton. By the way, last week's Little League episode Clayton did, absolutely great. I enjoyed it so much.
It's a fantastic show. Bug Zapper Radio. Subscribe on iTunes, and if you do, if you feel so inclined, leave a comment or a review or a rating. Those things feel good. Even if it's a negative one. I'll tell you this. I get comments on some of my YouTube videos that are like decidedly terrible, like negative, really like supposed to be demotivating and hurtful, and they really light up my day that someone is willing to say,
spend that much time.
You're right, it is shitty. Like, yeah, I fucking love it. These people watched me do something stupid and were so negatively moved by it that they had to tell me that it was fucking garbage. Now keep in mind, that's not all I want. I just want to hear some reaction to the stuff I did. And I would imagine that Clayton would too. So subscribe to all the shows on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com. We got Best in Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, Truth Time Theater, and the one you're listening to right now, this horse shit right here. We were we did something a little different last week. Episode 390 was last week, and it was an amalgam of shows that were lost during the dark times. I call them the dark times because it was when the room that I'm sitting in now was in shambles, and the desk that I'm sitting at was just fucking put into the next room several feet from the door of this room, connected to the internet by a fucking coiled wire that I ran through and plugged in the normal spot. So it was there for months, and we had a few shows that I was just, for one reason or the other, at the end of it, just fucking fed up with, or lazy and never posted. So we have six of these shows that
were lost episodes,
and they were just piling up. And we decided that, you know, since I was going on vacation, why don't we just, you know, plug a bunch of them together? We got two segments from two episodes and turned it into last week's
show. Just in case
show.
anybody was wondering why we went from Christmas last episode to current events this episode, that's why.
Was it Christmas? I don't even...
We were talking about some Christmas stuff, I believe.
I think it's just because you listen to all the fucking lost episodes. You may just
Entirety of what was edited together.
But
it was fun.
It was a fun thing, and we'll try to do stuff like that rather than just not have something. I'm trying to turn over a new leaf. This the mic that I'm talking into now is the catalyst for a few different things, for a focus on the show, the network, and hear us talk and all that. But last week was a vacation. It was the annual family trip to the Outer Banks of North Carolina.
Oh, that is an annual trip.
That it has been for quite a while, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I honestly don't even know. I think we started going there in like 98, maybe? I don't even know. Before that, it was Myrtle Beach. But we always did a family trip. And the last several vacations have been at this same spot. And I like it, even though it's nothing more than a beach, a condo, a refrigerator filled with booze, and a couple pieces of fruit. Like, we go there and we say, well, we have a condo, we better get some groceries. We have three carts, and one of them has the little kiddie seat filled with food. Like, the rest
is just alcohol.
Boxes of fucking beers and shitty drinks and wines. And Amanda got away from her like Smirnoff shit. Like, you know those, they're not beer, but they're like alcohol. Those types of drinks where they're like usually like a neon color.
Yeah, coolers, I think they're called, or something like that.
The labels always have some kind of like confetti or a palm tree on it. She got away from those and got these like pouches of frozen beverage that have the fucking alcohol in them.
Yeah.
And when she came by with her cart, it was just fucking filled with these little pouches. And they worked out pretty well.
Adult Capri Suns.
Exactly. They are the most beautiful fucking lunch bag beverage you could ever have. So she just fucking filled a cart with it, and that was her thing. But I did the beer angle. But normally that's all it is. You drink, you go out on the beach, and hang out and go to dinner, and then you fucking bullshit and then go to sleep and do the same thing the next day.
Did you go to dinner at the same place every day?
No, we try to do different things.
Different places. That's cool.
You know, a new place will open every year, it seems. But we have our favorites, our standbys, some kind of traditions. There's a place called the Dunes, which is it's been around since the 80s. And
the Dunes?
It's kind of like a staple, like a great breakfast spot, a decent dinner spot. And what we do, we kind of have our send-off breakfast at that place every year. We go there, we eat pretty much the same fucking thing every year. And, you know, that's kind of what we do. And when we got there this year, we decided to get there a little early so we could have breakfast. We left at like 2 a.m., got there around 11:30-ish, something like that. And we weren't able to check in until 4, so we were going to get some food and do some bullshit. So we stopped at the fucking Dunes, and we're like, oh my God, empty parking lot. Pretty good. And then we looked, like, it looked fine. A couple cars in the lot, nobody else there. We looked at their little sign that they have, like, the specials on, like, under their, hey, we're the fucking Dunes sign. You know, the individual letter sign where you kind of construct the message. It said, closed due to fire.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, it was a goddamn omen. Let me tell you, that was the first thing that we saw that should have told us how the week was gonna go. Beautiful cloudless sky, closed due to fire, written on a fucking letter by letter sign. Hope to open soon. No evidence of fire in the building. Soon could be tomorrow for all I know, but it wasn't to be. They were closed. We didn't get to eat at the Dunes, and that should have foreshadowed the fucking
entirety of the trip.
Four straight days of rain at the goddamn beach. So the trip that I described as being just a day at the beach is now just a day inside a fucking dated, smelly condo. We usually have such a better fucking experience. We walked into this goddamn place, and we've rented it before. The rug is all new. I noticed it was an all-new carpet, but it looked like a really, like, shitty version of a carpet. Like,
yeah.
And I know because I was just looking at carpet, and there were options where it's like, hey, this shit is like a nickel a square foot, and we have rolls of it in the back of a Lowe's. But it's not going to last long. It looked like that type of shit, that stock product goddamn spool of carpet. And it was musty. So I have a feeling that there was some kind of fucking leak. They had to rip out the old shit, put down something new. It's a rental property, so do what you can. And goddamn, man, it was a real pissy, smelly fucking place. And we were stuck in it. We were stuck drinking, watching television, and I decided that I was going to learn Ruby on Rails. Decided to learn some new technology.
Sounds like a cool game.
No, it's not.
I know.
Do you know what it is?
It's a programming language for... Ruby, is that like an app programming language?
I mean, it can be. It can be. But Ruby's a language from Japan.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Relatively new. It's a nice syntax. And I'm not very experienced with it. And I'm learning it. It's pretty cool. There's a lot of... What's great now about learning programming is that there are a lot of tools. It's not just resources to look up and review, but there's interactive guides that'll like almost walk you through the very basics of performing some fucking
there's you know, that tasks. For everything. I mean, like, it used to be you'd Google stuff. Now if it's something you actually have to do, like cooking something, you could just YouTube it because there's almost that many videos for different things you can search on Google.
Yeah, but YouTube. Imagine, you know, learning programming from watching a YouTube video. It's easier than a book, but what I'm talking about is even easier than watching a video of someone typing or right. going through it. It's an interactive site where it tells you to do something and then fucking says you did it or you didn't and then moves on, and right. either moves you on along or fucking gives you assistance and fucking corrects you.
That is awesome.
There's a site called tryruby.org, which is just basically looks like a terminal, kind of explains the language, and just tells you to start that's fucking typing cool. code. It's pretty fucking awesome.
That's very cool. I wish I had that when I was learning QBasic.
QBasic. Wow.
And ProScript.
Yeah, Procom Pro, Plus. What was it? Yep. Apex or Aspect?
That's
the language. Jesus Christ. Yeah, so that's what we did. I've never actually brought more technology on a fucking vacation than I did to this place, because I think I brought an iPad, a Kindle, Amanda's Kindle Fire, my fucking iPhone, a laptop, a Jambox speaker. I was really anticipating being on the beach with my phone and a fucking Jambox, kicking some tunes or a podcast, soaking up sun, enjoying the warmth.
Kicking up some tunes. What? Kicking some tunes.
What's
wrong with
that? What's wrong with that? Do I sound like a narc?
No, you sound like Corey Feldman in the Goonies.
Do I sound like the old guy who's trying to influence kids?
Yo, man, I'm just kicking some tunes.
The cool English teacher. Do I sound like
marijuana?
The cool English teacher just sitting backwards in a chair trying to get at the kids' level? Hey, I know you guys like to kick some tunes, but what about T.S. Eliot? Oh, Christ. Yeah. So what do you do at the beach, on a beach trip, Steve, when it rains? What do you do?
Eat?
Yeah.
Drink? Eat and drink?
Yeah. That's all there is. We went to the movies. We drove 9 hours to go to a fucking movie theater and take that experience.
I don't think I would go to the movies. Wait, didn't you just say you brought all this technology with you and you went to the movies?
Yeah, because it's something to do in an environment that doesn't smell.
Atmosphere.
It doesn't smell like a fucking a dead mouse was
true.
Just
that's
mixed
true.
With
that's
ammonia true. And just rubbed all over the fucking carpet.
That is true.
Yeah. So we saw We Are the Millers. I got to see it with my dad. My dad found it very, very funny. And the movie could have been shit as far as I enjoyed it. But what I want to Jennifer Aniston gets her last role at being for being
before
hot
before she heads over to the Sci-Fi Channel as their new front woman.
She must be like taking, you know, fucking quarterly trips to the Dominican Republic to just have fucking stem cells shot into her abdomen. I don't know. She looks good, but you can tell. You can tell it's almost time.
Doesn't look quite time. That natural.
No, it's just like, you know, it's almost over.
You know, her face will go quick, though.
She's going to be the mom. She was almost the mom in this one. She was a fucking washed-up stripper.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, so what I was getting at before is the movie could have been absolutely shitty, and I could have hated it, but it still would have been an awesome experience if my dad fucking found it funny. There's something about that man just fucking howling at a scene. There was a scene in there where I guess Jennifer Aniston's character is fucking talking to a colleague at her strip club. A colleague. What? Way to class up a fucking a strip club. She's talking to a younger stripper, and the stripper is explaining how she got this tattoo and how she got her nickname. The tattoo is a English text above her vagina that says Boner Garage. And then we find out that her nickname is Boner Garage. And for some reason, that threw my dad into a fucking laughing fit, which made me laugh at it. And it was fucking great. That guy, my dad is a fucking, just has a fucking great laugh. I really do want to get him on the show and have him tell some stories from his youth, because he had a crazy fucking childhood. Just a fucking wild, just fucking great time. Had to be. I don't know.
Back then, probably. There was much less laws and crazier shit happened, I think.
There was nothing better than when the power would go out as a kid. And we'd go get the candles. We'd get the candles, light up the fucking room best we could. The same fucking, like, shit my mom had. Like, these blue fucking glass cylinders that had candles in them that, like, you just, one burns out, you put the next one in. Just becomes a fucking, a puce-colored... just amalgam of wax and dead wicks, and we'd get them and light them up, and my dad would just tell us stories. Like, not fucking ghost stories. My dad would tell us fucking stories. For example, I'll tell you an aspect of one. My dad had a summer job where he worked at a fruit market, like for selling melons and shit. Uh-huh. And my dad lived in New Jersey, near New York, that area. And the problem with this market is that it was in fucking Maryland, and my dad was 12. And all the kids.
You lost me. Wait, it was in Maryland?
Yeah, my dad and all of the people on his block, all the kids on his block, like 10 of them, would get on the back of a fucking watermelon truck headed from Maryland and work this fucking melon stand. And then at the end of the day, they would be driven back up. And then his parents were none the fucking wiser.
And they lived.
Like, you think sneaking out to go to the arcade is badass? My dad fucking worked in fucking six states away as a fucking runaway kid.
Oh my God, that is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, unsupervised shit, man. It was Lord of the Flies, the way my dad fucking describes this shit. I really want him to get on here and talk about some of this stuff. And man, like, my dad is such a respectable fucking dude, like... Like, he commands authority. You talk to him. Like, he's a knowledgeable, informed guy. But he just... He led this fucking... Like I said before, Lord of the Flies childhood. Where there was no supervision. And you know, it didn't really occur to me when he would tell me all these stories. But now, like, as an adult, I'm thinking, like, oh. Like, 10, 12-year-olds in the back of a truck driven by whom? What fucking freak is driving... A truck full of kids across state lines. And then employing them for like I don't know, $2 maybe? I don't know. Like, a good score would be a couple bucks. Had to be.
Jesus.
Just fucking amazing. I really, you know what, I'm gonna talk to him about it.
That's all on you. I can't do this.
I'll pre-record it, maybe, just to get him comfortable. And maybe see if I can get at least some of his stories. I'd like to build a library of my dad's stories.
Just do, make a YouTube channel and release it on the show and then put it up, like, on YouTube.
Yeah, like, shit my dad did. Fuck the dumb shit he said. The stupid sitcom anecdotes that your so witty fucking father said. Oh, does a bear piss vinegar? No, he just pisses. Come on. That's every fucking shit my dad says tweet. Just fucking, how would an old man say that? Get over it. Everything he says is not fucking interesting. Shit my dad did would be a fucking good thing.
I can't believe that shit my dad says actually got a show.
I mean, it's, you know, to be honest, when I first saw it, it was pretty funny shit. But then I got the as I read more of it, I just got the impression this guy's dad was an asshole.
I got that impression early on.
No, I thought it was the guy has a couple good zingers and it's probably a good dude. But no, it seems like that's all he fucking does is just fucking offer this supposedly sage wisdom and does nothing. Just like, you try to do something in front of him and he just fucking gives you these stupid fucking one-liners. That's the impression I have of that guy's fucking dad.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, a shit talker and not a doer. That's what I have. That's the impression that was formed for me by that guy's, highly lucrative, by the way, Twitter account. So, you know, hate the guy all you want.
He made money.
Made money on the back of his dad. Probably didn't give him shit for it, too. His dad probably didn't even exist. He's an orphan.
Yeah.
Let's make it up. He's just a really good comedy writer. Made up his dad. Fucking took the money. Goddamn ran. Had a good summer.
Hey.
Like, what if MC Hammer just had a good summer and just fucking lived normal? He would have been fucking great. But no, he thought he was going to be on top forever. This fucking Justin Halpern, I think his name is, from Shit Ooh. My Dad Says. The guy from Shit My Dad Says. I hope he probably just realized, look, got a book deal, got another book deal, got a sitcom, sold the rights, going to buy a two-story fucking in Iowa.
Yep.
50 acres. Pay $200 in tax every year. And just fucking live like a king. internet connection and a heavy dose of fucking POV amateur porn clips.
Yep. Oh, those are the worst. I don't like POVs.
I don't want to discuss porn with you. there are people that like to talk porn like 60-year-old guys like to talk about the Yankees. Like, I don't want to fucking discuss it with anyone.
I could do either.
I just want to fucking watch the clip and then just fucking rapidly click the mouse wheel on the 75 tabs I have open in this private browser. Just close it. Okay, I'm back to normal. I'm back to a place I can somewhat respect.
Can't you just close the whole window and open a new one?
Yeah, I guess you could. But there's something satisfying about that rapid closing of shit.
Well, that's your own fetish.
It's not really a fetish. It's just kind of like a...
You said there's something about it.
Yeah, okay, maybe it is. Maybe that's my thing. I have to, you know, it's more of a tick than a fetish.
Okay. All right. I can believe that.
So, you know, we did watch a lot of TV, but I didn't get to catch up on any of my shows while we were at the beach. And it was being, you know, rained. Just fucking rain coming down. Shitty weather. I didn't to catch up on the shows that I've been following. I didn't watch True Blood. I still haven't watched the last two episodes.
Second to last, very good. Last one's pretty good.
And
strange ending.
And I took this trip as an opportunity to introduce my family to Breaking Bad. So we had the DVDs, and we were going from season one. We made it through like season two, and now they're hooked, and they want to see the rest. So because of that, you can't fucking introduce somebody to a show, get them hooked, and have them three seasons removed from like the new shit, and then just
now you gotta go buy the DVDs
and then show them around. Like, you can't just show them the new episode. Is what I'm saying. There's a lot of build up. It's just gonna be fucking ruined for them. So we didn't watch it, and it happens to be like probably the most discussed fucking show on any social site. And like I said, I did have a lot of technology there, so most of the shit I was doing was being online. Yeah. And I have to tell you, avoiding spoilers was a fucking difficult task. Tiptoeing through the minefield of tweets and Facebook updates and just scrolling past shit, avoiding shit. But I did it. I unscathed, didn't have them spoiled for me. Got to watch them, and I was fucking... I'm excited.
I was happy when I passed all of the spoilers for the last Dark Knight movie, because I saw that way after it came out, and I was like,
what's there to spoil, though? Batman's gonna win.
I don't want to spoil it. I mean, there's spoilers in it.
The last Dark Knight movie? Oh, you mean what, Bane?
Yeah.
I guess there may be something there. Okay, yeah. She's what's-his-name's daughter.
Yeah, the whole backstory thing is a spoiler.
Yeah, but I mean, like, fucking the second movie, the first one, like, Batman wins. That's it.
Well, Batman wins pretty much every time.
Exactly. I mean, there's no real plot development. I mean, you could tell somebody, hey, this chick that he's going to fuck is actually his greatest enemy's daughter. They're like, what chick? Like, oh, well, she's introduced in the movie that I'm spoiling for you. Well, you're not fucking spoiling anything.
You know what? He kind of has sex with her out of nowhere, though, in the movie. Like, she's just like, oh, I hope you're doing all right, sex.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
I don't know. I watched it, and I'm like, this could be very good. I'm waiting for it. Okay, the mask is going to break. Okay, good. Not that great.
Eh.
Didn't really care.
Yeah,
but Chris Nolan gets to wear his fucking wreath of roses and fucking dump a jug of milk on himself anytime anybody mentions fucking Batman.
Well, come on,
take
you
the
gotta
victory
admit,
lap.
You got to admit he stepped it up a bit from the previous movies.
Well, true, that's true.
And that was Tim Burton too. On
shot his load though on that second one, man.
That's true. That's very true.
I don't know.
The second one was the crescendo, if you will.
I just want to say, though, in regard to the spoiler thing, hats off to Chris from Best in Show for preemptively asking if anybody would have Breaking Bad ruined if he started talking about it. I said me, and then I realized, you know what? No, the burden of avoidance is on the one that would have it spoiled for them. It's on me at that point.
Right.
So discuss away. Be excited. Fuck that. You know, if this is where you talk about your TV shows on fucking Twitter, or you chat with people on fucking Facebook, then go ahead and do that shit. If some asshole like me didn't watch it and is planning to, then I shouldn't fucking be a part of that. I should stay out of the line of fucking fire, keep my head down, watch it, and then get back in the goddamn game.
Yeah, see, luckily for me, like when I see Breaking Bad stuff and people are talking about it, or Walking Dead, Walking Dead is the other one.
I don't care about Walking Dead.
Like, I do want to watch both, right? But I'm so far removed and have absolutely no idea. I'll never remember anything anybody has said up until this point. Because A, I don't care because I haven't seen it. And B, when I do see it, I won't remember because I didn't care at the time.
I think with Breaking Bad, I probably would have let it pass me by if they didn't break this season in half. They had a several-month break, I think, between the first eight episodes and the last eight episodes. And I said, every review I've heard of it has been overwhelmingly positive. Everybody I spoke to, I'm not saying everybody loves it. Everybody I've communicated with about this show expressed that I should watch it. So when I hadn't seen a single episode, I noticed that they had the first four seasons on Netflix, and Amanda and I just did a fucking marathon through them.
That's the best way.
We got hooked instantly, and we got to the very last episode of that was available on Netflix, and then we're like, well, shit, I want to watch the first eight episodes of that season.
Yep.
And they weren't anywhere, so I did some digging and found them, and we watched them. And then we realized, oh, shit, we're not going to have anything new to watch until August, and this is like January.
So you slowed down consumption?
We slowed down, and we saved that last episode, and then we just never watched it. And we watched it a couple weeks before the season started, and we were like, holy shit, this sucks that we can't just watch the rest of it now.
Yeah, but you cut down the cliffhanger time. That's a good move.
Yeah, that's true. But now I'm on pace with everybody else. So this is the first time I think since The Sopranos where I'm actually, you know, anticipating a show, and maybe True Blood, where I'm looking forward to a show with everybody, and I'm kind of a part of its lifespan as a fan of the show. Now it's a fine show. And somebody will probably come across it or decide to watch it 2 years after it's done, and they'll probably like it. But I wanted to kind of be in this excitement. I wanted to have something to look forward to with regard to TV. I don't know if – does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, it's like you know, a lot of people are talking about something. You want to be up on what they're talking about.
And usually I don't give a fuck what people are talking about. But I want to be a part. There's like a sense of excitement around this show. And you know, if I talk to Germ Freak, I know that he's up on it. And I could fucking mention that to him, and we both fucking get excited. And we think of like, well, what, you know, throw theories back and forth. What's going to happen? How's it going to end? Amanda's dad called me out of the blue. He's like, Breaking Bad starting. and I said, well, what do you think's gonna happen? He's like, I think, but we shot the shit about it for a while, and I don't really talk to him too much, to be honest. You know, when I see him, I'll talk to him, but he just called me out of nowhere. We just started talking about a show.
When was the last time he actually called you before that?
There was some other show on about like roller coasters.
Nice.
And he wanted me to see it, so I watched it, and we talked about it. Okay, very, very seldomly he'll call me. But it's cool. I kind of enjoy being able to discuss.
I think that's the best.
Things that, like with every band I've ever been a fan of, the lead singer's been dead for like 3 years before I got into them. So this is something that's happening now that I get to fucking enjoy. And I don't do it for everything. I don't spend a lot of time doing it, but a couple of shows feels pretty good. I am kind of enjoying the build up to the next episode. I'm not a TV guy, You know, I'm not. Yep. I don't really look forward to shows. Like I don't like my mom and my sister were like, "Oh, I can't believe we can't watch The Housewives," and I said, "I can't believe you'd want to watch the fucking Housewives."
Yeah,
just fucking fake cunts bickering. Like, what are you gonna miss? Oh, here's the show. Someone does something. Someone doesn't like it. There's bickering, but in the end, we're family. That's every fucking show like that.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Ugh, fucking fake drama. They have two kinds of background music on their shows. One is like the very springy, like it could be the soundtrack of like a newborn farm animal walking, learning to walk, very shaky.
Yeah.
Like,
dum, dum, ba, dum, dum,
bang, bang, dum, bang, bang. Really silly and goofy. And then they have.
Wait, was that Money by Pink Floyd?
I don't know. Maybe.
I think it was.
But like, I'm thinking almost like a fucking, like a very, like a silly music. And then they'll have. Boom. Like some really serious, like the world is going to end bullshit. Shit. But the stuff that they're depicting is like a half a degree removed on the scale.
Yeah, and I can't even. Talk
someone
about
oh, you dropped the pickles. Doom ding 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 ding. I can't believe you dropped my fucking pickles. It's the same shit, just bickering, and the music tries to steer you along. And some people are susceptible to it, like my mom, my sister. And other people don't.
Well, you've heard of the theremin, right? That musical instrument. It's not even really a musical instrument. It's just kind of like a science thing that makes noise.
No.
The theremin. Like, they use it on everything, man. Like, every, like Deadliest Catch, like Container Wars, Storage Wars, all that shit. It's like that.
Oh, is that the shit that, like, Dr. Dre used in every beat in 92?
No, it's more like of a metallic, like an evil metallic sound. And it's like if someone like makes a bad decision and like gives a look, it'd be like,
Yeah, just fucking terrible. I don't know. I am enjoying the lead up. I'm tempted to look for spoilers. I'm tempted to look for people's theories just to see if they're going to be wrong. I like that. It's not going to make me a TV addict. I'm not going to like follow a ton of shows. It just happens to be a good show.
Yeah,
I really fucking enjoy it.
I'll eventually get into it someday.
But the burden, again, the burden of spoilers is on you. If it's going to spoil something for you, then it's on you to fucking avoid it. You can't tell Best in Show Chris. You can't say, hey, Chris, don't talk about this show. He's fucking excited about it. He talks about shows. He posts about fucking things he's excited about. He's an excitable guy. Don't fucking try to dampen his enthusiasm with the fact that you couldn't watch a fucking TV show. And I'm sorry I said yes to that fucking tweet. I'm sorry, Steve. So that was that was the extent of my shitty trip, pretty much. Did you have any sort of a summer vacation? Did you do anything? You just kind of stay in the bunker?
I had no
just
vacation.
hunkered down in the fucking concrete cell.
I had a day. I went down to Point Pleasant.
Oh, nice.
For a day with my mom.
Did you make a circle of interlocked hands and sing "Stronger Than the Storm"?
No. And if I heard someone say that, I probably would have bubbled them.
Stronger than the storm. A fucking song that's supposed to be inspirational about a place where people are getting the word YOLO tattooed above their dick.
Yeah. And buying crack pipes from head shops. That's the Jersey Shore, folks. It's not that inspirational.
I mean, keep in mind, a lot of people's lives were devastated by this storm. But
I understand that, but Chris Christie was basically like, I liked eating ice cream on the boardwalk. So
yeah, no shit,
throw
Chris.
Our money into this.
That's why your fucking belt is above 16 inches of zipper. Fucking fat fuck. How do you get pants with a fucking foot and a half long zipper?
Oh, my God.
My barn jacket had a fucking shorter zipper than those pants.
Repurpose the Bart jacket into Chris Christie pants.
That's what you can do. You can either plug a gas can or just make fucking Chris Christie pants with your old barn jacket.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah. So
he looks like the like a Thomas Nast drawing of a fat cat politician. That's his actual reality.
Yeah, like a guy that's just been leeching off the system.
Yeah.
In cartoon form, made into real form, Chris Christie.
Fucking crosshatch drawing of a politician, pants up to his fucking tits. Yeah, if you feel like it, if you love to, go Google image Thomas Nast, and there's a drawing that he did of a fucking rotund pear-shaped politician with a money bag for a face. That is... That politician has an 18-inch zipper like every pair of pants in fucking Chris Christie's closet.
It would suck doing his laundry, man.
Of course.
He can only do, like, two pairs of pants and, like, three shirts, maybe. Washers full.
Ugh. Fucking dope.
Yeah. Either way.
There was some video a year or two ago. Where he was yelling at somebody on the boardwalk.
No, so someone said, you don't care about teachers. You don't care about teachers. Meanwhile, he has a fucking ice cream cone in his hand. Now, when he has a jacket and he's wearing his jacket.
His fucking fleece.
Yeah, he wears like a three-piece suit kind of thing. And when he has his fitted jacket that's tailored to make him not look like he's 100 pounds lighter. But he has his jacket off. And you can see his belt and shirt. And the shirt's tucked in, and oh my god, it's horrible because he's just screaming with an ice cream cone in his hand, looking fat at the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, the guy's bringing up a semi-serious issue, education, and fucking Chris Christie has a goddamn swirly cone in his hand, just fucking berating this man.
And he's just like
in front of a claw machine too, fucking
stupid
fire hazard stuffed animals inside of it. Spent $6 to get a fucking a bootleg Homer with one eye.
Ugh.
Fuck. So how was your time at the shore, Steve?
Good. Went down to Point Pleasant for a day. Mom just wanted to go on the beach.
Describe
I'm like,
Point
peace.
Pleasant. I mean, because people only know the Jersey Shore.
Oh, no. They only know Seaside Heights. That's what most people know of the Jersey Shore, because that's where the show comes from. It's Seaside Heights.
Yeah.
And we have a couple names for different places on the Jersey Shore. Seaside would be Sleaze Side.
Whoa, you tell
him. Whoa. Wildwood, which is very far south. You might as well just go to Atlantic City if you're going to drive to Wildwood.
You may as well just stop. You mean just stop at Atlantic City because it's even further south.
Yeah, shit. But that's Childwood because basically it's, you know, families with their kids. And it's all just like little kids and parents. And then Point Pleasant, I think, is somewhere in between, but definitely closer to Wildwood. Okay. In terms of
so basically,
classic,
you have the boardwalk, you have the fucking tattoo parlors,
right?
But you don't have the
There's not even tattoo parlors.
The booty short fucking kiosk with the fucking I don't know fucking jizz bucket airbrushed on the ass cheeks.
Yeah, I'd say. Point Pleasant's more
I
like,
heart tits on a fucking tank top with an
like
Italian flag background for some reason.
Yeah, that's like a 30, I'd say a 20 to 30 year old area. Like maybe not even 20. I'd say like 25 to 35 year old area. Whereas Seaside is definitely like 16 to 23, you know. Yeah. But it was nice. I walked the length of the boardwalk, went down one end, you know, saw a little kid get his It's funny because down that end of the boardwalk, they replaced it, and it was that plastic boardwalk, but there were still wooden steps to get to it, and some kid was walking barefoot and got this fucking gigantic splinter walking up two steps to the plastic boardwalk.
Oh, shit.
And he was there crying. It was
so like the hurricane-weathered, shredded steps. They just left him there.
Right, the steps to go to the brand new boardwalk. So he basically had two chances of getting a splinter, and on step number two, he got it.
Yeah.
And he was there crying and bleeding all over the place. I was laughing. But walked one end, walked the
Usually,
other.
Usually, like, at the boardwalk, you'll see, you know, like, just groups of kids wearing the same fucking shirt. Like,
there was
like a class trip or some kind of youth group or meetup or some shit.
there, I would say this time that I went, I've seen them before, but this time it was like an all new high. It was, I'd say 20 different camp groups or whatever it is. I guess it's summer camp that goes down there because there's no school, so it's not teachers or anything.
Yeah.
But there was a bunch of them. And I mean, like all different age groups, because I saw like, you know, like 12, 13 year old kids. And then there was one that must have been, you know, from the inner city of New Jersey. And
why do you say it must have been, Steve? What are you getting at?
Mostly,
did you make a certain prejudgment about the?
Yeah, I heard the counselors talking, and by the inflection in their voice and the type of accent that they had, I figured it was inner city New Jersey.
Interesting.
So
did someone remind them that it'd be closed curtains for them?
Yeah, you know what? Nobody was getting.
You sweet, bruh. Okay. It's gonna be closed curtains for you. You don't buy a YOLO thong from fucking Danny. The goddamn Shore Shop bullshit.
Yeah, so I was walking along, and I guess they had a fundraising tent with sand sculptures. And they were waiting outside, and they're all holding on to like this long piece of rope. I've never seen this before.
What?
I'd say, you know, like a maybe 25-foot long piece of rope with like little handholds, like loops, like tied into it, and each kid was holding onto a loop.
Oh shit, so they had like some kind of device to keep the kids together?
Yeah. So like if they saw an empty loop, they'd be like, "Oh, what the fuck's going on? Someone's missing." And all the kids were playing along pretty well, and I'm just like, it looks like, you know, they're about to like run the Iditarod or something. They're all like
the kid
roped up together.
The kid Diderod.
I kid a rod.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's lazy fucking chaperoning. They don't want to count anymore. Like, what was it, 10 kids?
No, there was like 20 kids.
Oh.
And there was, I think, two counselors, so.
Fucking, you know, just shoot a fucking GPS chip in each one of these kids.
Yeah, there you go. I don't think they had the money.
Put them on a map. Pins on a map.
Money.
See, just fucking ropes with hoops. Everybody gonna get your hoop. Hold on to your hoop. Oh, it's your ass. Oh, yeah, it's gonna be your ass if you don't hold on that loop. Wait, was that not the, you were saying it was the inner city kids?
Yeah, that was the inner city kids.
You're so racist.
I'm not racist. I'm just saying it was kids from the inner city.
Hmm.
It's a populated area. I'm sure they had the same problem before and they've come up with a solution. I thought it was ingenious.
It's a pretty good idea. But I think it just kind of trains the kid. Like, it's a good idea, I guess, for a group, but it just reminds me too much of the kid leash.
Like a chain gang for kids?
No. Oh, Jesus Christ. You're not racist. Just getting him prepped for the fucking future. Jesus Christ, Steve. No, I'm talking about the kid leashes that you would occasionally see, where it's like the kid's wearing a backpack with no bag on it. Just has a hook on the back, and these parents
like the hyper hypo.
Yeah, telephone cord. Live. Yeah, were you one of those kids? Had a fucking
yeah. Oh yeah, I had a leash. No, dude, are you serious?
Embarrassing.
I was a sedentary kid.
Really, Steve?
Sedentary.
When did that change? Sedentary. When did you become such a ball of fire and hope and energy? Oh Jesus Christ! So Steve, what did you? Did you go to any of the arcades? Did you have any fun in that way, or did you just walking down up and down the boardwalk and observe?
A lot of it was observing, but I did see arcades, and I was like, oh, nice, an arcade. You know, like, we used to have one close to us. Willowbrook Mall is within driving distance for me.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
And they used to have fun and games, and that was like...
Fun and hose. I remember you
fun
fucking,
and hose. Everybody
you fucking losers
fun
would
and
call
hose.
It fun and hose.
Yeah, so...
What a fucking stupid thing you guys did. We'll go to... Hey, guys, let's go to fun and games. You mean fun and hose? Yeah, because there's a lot of girls at a fucking arcade with fucking greasy 13-year-olds playing shooting games and fucking fighting games.
There were a lot of girls.
Well, there weren't.
Yes, there were.
What are you talking about?
If you were 13 and went to fun and hose, you could probably get a blowjob.
Steve, did you ever get any action at Fun and Hose?
I was too old at that point.
So you won't admit it. You won't fess up to it because this is a recorded medium.
No, I never, no.
Okay.
I like older women anyway.
Oh, interesting. Very good. So, Fun and Hose as the last bastion for arcades for you. Huh?
Yeah, so I saw they had arcades down there, like two places labeled arcade, like arcade was in the name of the place.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, all right, cool, play some video games, see what they got. Nope, no video games.
Well, they have just those fucking coin pushers.
They had the coin pushers, a little bit of skee ball.
With do not bump written on it.
Yeah. The claw games.
I fucking saw one of those coin pushers, and there were like two kids that happened to be black. I don't know if they're from the inner city or not, Steven, because I have an open mind. And they were shaking the shit out of this fucking thing like it had a stuck bag of combos. Like it was a vending machine and it didn't give them their bag of fucking combos. They were shaking the fuck out of this thing. It was just spitting out tickets left and right. Nobody nice. Said shit to them.
Nice. There was actually a place like that in Atlantic City when I was a little kid. I used to do the same thing.
Yeah.
But I was looking for arcade games. And
okay. Little Dig Dug Joust.
Not classic shit. If there's a fighting game, I would definitely sit there and put $5 into a fighting game just to fuck around.
Yeah.
But it was all like those big machines where it's like, you know, you sit on a fucking a wave runner and play Wave Race you get in a car and play Spy Hunter or whatever.
Yeah. And they're all like $2. And it's there was $1 to continue. Fuck
you. One racing game was $3 and I'm like, no, no. Not going to do it.
Those are the biggest siphons of your money. Those fucking, like, Cruisin' USA was one when I was an arcade goer.
Oh, I loved Cruisin' USA.
You would go fucking, what, I don't know, 16 feet, and then it'd be like, oh, you missed the checkpoint, 50 cents to continue. If you wanted to beat one level, you're dropping, like, you in like, 1996 money.
Yep,
you were dropping $3 for one level.
And the worst is when you almost got to the end of the game, and the checkpoint's right in front of you, and you stop.
Boom! Boom!
Out of time, beep, son.
Beep, shit, I got no quarters!
Beep, beep,
go get me quarters!
Beep, beep.
Fucking terrible.
Game over.
Put your initials in and hope you're the only SB in the block. Yeah, it's done. I mean, I looked into this Fun Spot place in New Hampshire. Shawnee Murphy said he wanted to go.
Yep.
It was featured in King of Kong. I know that Casey and Dave go there. I've seen some pictures of them and their kids there. It looks pretty fucking fun. It's just like a 60,000-foot warehouse filled with like every video game you could fucking imagine. Old, new, bowling, and shit like that.
And, no, it's not old and new.
It's just all old? I bet you they had some new ones. I bet you they had new ones.
I went through the pictures and that list that they had on
but
their
no, those
website.
Were the, that list was the classic game list.
That's that, and what is
it?
The
wasn't
name of the
list
place?
Of it wasn't the list of all their games. Anyway, Shawnee Murphy's like, yeah, I want to go there before it closes because it will and soon because they can't be making money. And I agree, and I want to go. So I put a feeler out on the Heroes Talk page, and it was kind of like nobody really wanted to go. I was just thinking maybe if anybody had an idea that they'd like to go see Fun Spot, let me know. But I'm definitely going to go. I think Shawnee Murphy's going to go. And it's probably going to be one of those things where we're going to go and probably not talk to each other because we're going to just take money and fucking play all the games that we remembered from when we were a goddamn kid.
Right.
And when I read about this place...
You never talked to anybody when you did that, so why would you talk to someone?
Exactly. It was about your experience. But you were there with somebody in case somebody ripped your quarter off the machine and you needed backup. That's what it was. You had your boy there in case somebody got wild, got a fucking set of wild eyes at the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles box. Fucking roll on them right before you go and fight Krang. I don't know. Anyway.
Good game.
Great game. But what I'm reading about this place is, yeah, it's fucking far, but Mohegan Sun and Foxwoods are on the way. And most of the games at this fucking place are one token, which means one quarter. I'm thinking that's pretty fucking awesome. Cause I played,
that's good. That's good.
I played an arcade game when I was at the movies waiting for the show to start. It was like a Terminator Salvation, you know, gun is tied to the fucking thing. You take the gun off of it and you fucking shoot at the screen. It was a shooter. But the gun is like an an AR-15 sized gun.
Nice.
And it was a dollar. I played for 15 fucking seconds. It was so impossible to play one player. They had like, I think they had two guns on this machine, and like six targets would hit the fucking screen at the same time. Like the, you know, when the in the shooter games, the, you know, they present you with a couple of you know, enemies, and you shoot them, and there's a way to actually win. But then there's those fucking one-offs that just fly at you and then crash into the screen. They had fucking,
and then like six come at once.
The first volley was six. I got one of them. Fucking dead. It's like enter one credit to continue. One credit was a dollar, by the way.
Yeah, it's zero learning curve. Like, you need to know how to play this game in order to get through it.
Yeah. So your arcade at the shore only had the coin pushers, the riding wave runner ones, and any of the
a lot of them were just like straight up casino machines.
What?
But you got tickets instead of money back.
Oh, I see. So AC probably sells them to the fucking shore, and then converts them into instead of tickets, you get a fucking, I don't know. Instead of a printed, no, probably just does the same shit. The slot machine.
No, it prints out tokens. It's all tokens.
Oh shit! So it really is a slot machine that gives you money, but it's just tokens.
It's the same
fucking thing, but converted from money. You cash it in, you're gonna get goddamn tokens.
Instead of quarter slots, it's token slots. Tokens are a quarter.
It's pretty awesome. You can't redeem the tokens, obviously, because that would be gambling.
No, you can redeem the tokens for stuff.
Not for money.
Not for money, but stuff.
Are you talking tokens or, like, tickets?
Tokens equal tickets in both of these.
Oh, no, see, what I'm thinking, when you say token at an arcade, it's the currency that you use to fucking play more, which is why I'm thinking that...
That's for a video game. I'm talking about the slot machines.
Okay, see, I'm thinking that if you have an arcade and you have a rigged slot machine that occasionally pays out, that's a really fucking cool idea that you could potentially win playing time. If you had a fucking slot machine converted...
No, it's not. You don't get
tokens. I'm presenting a new idea. I know it's not that. But what I'm saying is, if you have an arcade and you get your hands on a fucking slot machine that people put tokens in, arcade tokens in, that pays out tokens, you would make a fucking great amount of money, I think. You'd get little kids addicted on this fucking shit. It's not real gambling because there's no cash value.
And all the money goes back.
Yeah. I think it's fucking... Just great. I mean, if those coin pushers are fucking legal, then this shit would be legal, I think.
And then you could even hype it up from there.
Yeah, fuck these
things. Because you could make the video games be like three tokens.
Yeah, see, the new innovation with arcades is not about making adults love it again and putting beer taps in the fucking fighting machines. It's about getting these little motherfuckers addicted and thinking they can actually fuck the system. Get them started on these slot machines.
Start young.
That's right. Joe Camel, this motherfucker. Put a nice, shiny cartoon face on this fucking terrible disease you're about to instill in them. Fuck. I don't know, Steve. So did you have a good... The thing is, we're done with the beach now. Like, you're not going to go back. Right?
Might go back once.
Yeah, I'm done. I do it once a year, and that's
it. Yeah, but how many days did you go for?
Well, this year was two. Basically. I mean, went for the whole fucking week, but technically it was two beach days.
Yeah, I went for 4 hours. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know.
But, you know, it's my whole summer condensed into a fucking week, and that's it. It's over. Done. See you next year. That's what it is. Let's go for fall now. Let's just shoot ourselves right into fucking fall. I looked at a calendar. I'm like, holy shit, Labor Day's two fucking weeks away.
Yeah,
by the way, no Heroes Talk event planned. No Heroes Talk meetup planned, because I'm a lazy fuck, and I only got motivated recently. And it's unfortunate. But we'll probably do something. Not for Labor Day, but maybe just for whatever fucking reason.
Heroes Talk Christmas party. Let's do it.
Or maybe fucking, I don't know, maybe fall, maybe October, November. Who knows? It doesn't have to be on a specific day. Let's just fucking pick a time and pick a place where everybody can go to.
November sounds good.
And then see who we can get to go. Just feelers. Things to do. Put it out there. See if you're into it. Just like I'm going to put something out there for you. Are you interested in podcasts? Are you interested in stuff? Well, if you like podcasts and you like stuff, You can support our network of shows by going to HearUsTalk.com/Amazon, clicking over to Amazon from our site, and purchasing whatever it is you want. That's right. You get to buy stuff. You spend your own money on whatever it is you want. Give it to whoever you want to give it to, or just keep it for yourself. You take care of whatever need it is, whatever retail-based need that you have in your soul. You get it taken care of. We get a small cut, and we get to keep on running and producing shows like Best in Show Radio, Truth Time Theater, Bug Zapper Radio, and this show right here. It's on HeroesTalk.com. Steven, why don't we wrap this fucking thing up?
Word.
Episode 391 in the books. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Or just subscribe and get the episode shipped to you automatically. See, there were some people that didn't know about last week's episode because it wasn't live. Some people check it out here live on HeroesTalk.com every Tuesday night. But we weren't live and we had a posted episode. Some people didn't know. But those who subscribed on iTunes had it downloaded automatically. I suggest you do that for all the shows on Heroes Talk. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. Tomorrow night on Heroes Talk is Bug Zapper Radio. Or maybe not. Did he say he was going to Mexico?
I think figuratively.
Oh, I got you. He's taking you to Mexico. He's going to put some fucking duct tape on your mouth, put a pillowcase over your fucking face, kick you in the knees, throw you in the trunk, shut it, rip out the fucking emergency hash popper, drive you across the border, let you out and tell you about life. Bug Zapper Radio tomorrow night, HeroesTalk.com. Steven, is there anything you'd like to say?
Instant replay forever.
Thank you. Everybody have a good week. Enjoy.